Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
At the start of this month, the St. Louis Cardinals were barely hanging on at the fringe of the playoff picture. And then, all of a sudden, this team went on a tear.
There's Bader, has it! 17 consecutive wins! It's been historic, amazing, incredible! And now the St. Louis Cardinals are postseason bound!
Today, The Athletic's Katie Wu breaks down all the factors behind the Cardinals' dramatic turnaround and historic win streak, including two veteran stars who have been with this team for more than 15 years, and how much noise this team can make in the postseason. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Tiffany Oshinsky. It's Wednesday, September 29th, and this is The Lead. So, Katie, this is your first season covering the Cardinals, and you've already witnessed the longest winning streak in franchise history, a history that dates back well over a century. So we just wanted to start out by congratulating you on really good timing.
It really is great timing. I joke all the time that I have never been bored during my first year of this of Cardinals coverage. They have seemingly experienced all of the highs and all of the lows. It has truly been a season to remember. It's been insane.
Well, it's really been a dramatic turnaround for St. Louis. It feels almost like you've got two different teams, the Cardinals before the streak and the Cardinals after the streak. So we want to start the story before all of this and try to determine how it happened. So up until a few weeks ago, how would you describe this team season?
I would describe it as overall disappointing. I mean, the Cardinals came in, they had one of the biggest trade acquisitions of the offseason.
A monster move made this weekend. Nolan Arenado going to St. Louis.
They were favorites to win the division. They had all of the right pieces. They had the perfect culmination of established veterans like Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina, Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado, although he's a newcomer. And they had a crop of young talent that they really believed in. It starts with Jack Flaherty, the team's ace, 25 years old, fully expected to carry the rotation and the team this year. And then injuries just decimated this team.
Molina returned on Monday, and now the Cardinals announcing he's going to hit the injured list, just the ninth time in Molina's 18-year career that he ends up on the IL.
The Cardinals have been without Jack Flaherty for the overwhelming majority of the season after he started out a major league best 8-1, and it spread to their outfield.
Harrison Bader will be on the injured list to start the regular season. He's been battling a forearm issue. He's going to be out at least a month.
They didn't have Tyler O'Neill, Harrison Bader, and Dylan Carlson all at the same time in the infield for more than 3 days at a time for the entire first half of their season. And they just really struggled to get things going from a pitching standpoint. They led the majors in walks.
Here it is to Ozzy. Ball four, low and away, and the Braves will see another run walk in. Four straight walks.
They were just a disappointing, underperforming team.
So they lose to the Reds on September 10th, and they're just two games over 500 at that time. The next day, September 11th, also against the Reds, as it turns out, was a huge turning point. So can you tell us about that game that set everything in motion?
Well, I think it actually stems back to the night before when Nolan Arenado sat down and he was obviously frustrated and very disappointed when he said, you know, I haven't done a very good job of cashing in on runners in scoring position.
Just missing balls right now. I don't know what it is. It's been like that all year. Just got to find a way to work above the ball a little better, get with the hitting coaches, find a way to get better and figure it out.
And then the very next day, in a moment that seemed scripted for him.
Arenado hits it out to deep left.
That just stunned the Reds, completely ignited the Cardinals clubhouse. It was like he had gone through all that turmoil the night before just to live up to the moment and say, well, today I'm going to produce. So he completely energized the stadium, the dugout. It felt like a turning point in that season. It really did. And what strikes me after is post-game, Miles Michaelis, that game's starter, came into the post-game Zoom setting and he sat down and he said,
that was the home run we needed. I think that's the one, win like this, I think that this can really get us going.
So to me, I think that moment was perfectly scripted for Nolan. It was perfectly scripted for the Cardinals. And you could just feel when he made contact that something special was about to happen. Then they just took off.
Nine in a row for St. Louis. 11 games above the 500 mark.
You having fun yet? I mean, this is what it's all about.
What's been most remarkable to me to watch this team is the way that the Cardinals have found ways to win. They're either home run happy one day, or they're scratching runs across the board in stolen bases and sack bunts, right? There's no in between. They've done it with stellar starting pitching. They've done it with phenomenal defense.
Arenado had to get rid of it quickly, didn't even have time to get to his feet, throws it from his knees. What a play all the way around. That is awesome. Holy smokes.
So, to me, that's a sign of a team that's really trusting itself, is when every part of its core is working, when it's a different player playing hero every night.
I also wanted to ask you about some of the elder statesmen who have been getting it done. This is a team that has veteran leaders like Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado. And then it has veterans with a capital V. Yadier Molina, who's 39, and Adam Wainwright, who's 40. Can you tell us about their contributions?
Paul Goldschmidt's really been the key to this entire second half surge. He's a very under the radar guy just with his personality, but his ability to get on base, to spray the ball all over the place. He's a gold glove contender at first base. Those kinds of things do not go unnoted.
The 0-1 pitch. Oh, what a play here. Goldie with the backhand and the lead to Gallegos. That is a gold glove play from Paul Goldschmidt.
Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina, I mean, their performances, their accolades, their milestones have all been rightfully documented, but I do not think there's a metric or a stat available to measure the amount of impact they have on the clubhouse. These are guys that have done it all before. The respect that they have throughout the organization is immeasurable, and I think they're a main dynamic in why the Cardinals were able to stay calm and stay focused. Adam Wainwright has completely taken the rotation by its reins. He's a dark horse Cy Young candidate. He likely won't win, but he'll definitely garner some votes. And what Yadier Molina is able to do to stabilize a young pitching staff, and he's been able to do what he's done all his career and handle it, and not just handle it, but turn it into success.
When you're 39, I mean, it's tough. It's tough. But I try my best. I'm going to try my best. I'm pretty sure that I'm going to be able to finish strong.
So from a field standpoint and from a morale standpoint, I don't think there are two bigger heroes this season than Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina.
So Mike Shildt is now in his fourth year managing this team. What's your sense of his personality and his role in guiding this team?
I don't think what Mike Shildt has been able to do has been stated enough, because you always have to figure at some time along the road, you're going to lose a star player to injury. That's just how seasons roll out. What he didn't necessarily prepare for is losing nearly the entirety of his starting rotation at one point, losing almost his entire outfield, and having no one in the minors to back that up. So what Mike Shildt had to deal with in the first half of the season was essentially, how can I patchwork this roster and stopgap this until the front office can find a way to bring me some help? And then when the front office went out and got his help, Mike Shildt was able to move the pieces around to find the successful combination while keeping the spirits up.
Really, it's just about a group of players that believe and have believed in themselves and believed in each other, believed in the process, believed in the competition, the preparation, and believed in each other.
And, he won't win National League Manager of the Year award, but I think he'll at least garner some third place votes, and he should, because I think what his role in this run has done is completely understated.
As we said, we've kind of seen two Cardinals teams this season, before the streak and after the streak. Obviously, they can't keep up their recent pace, or so we think. But based on everything you've seen, which version of this team are you buying into?
I'm buying into this version. I mean, this Cardinals team, while what they have done obviously this year has been unheard of, they have a knack of somehow pulling together in September and making these unlikely and often illogical kinds of runs in September. I mean, They never counted themselves out once, even when their performance in June and July was not up to par, even in August when they had a relatively easy strength of schedule but couldn't really capitalize on it. They've said all along, we're the Cardinals, we get hot in September. This is the team that they believe they could have all year. It took a long time to get there, but they're finally clicking on all cylinders.
When it comes to working out, there are a lot of things that can make it challenging. Extra resistance, double speed, one extra mile, but your socks shouldn't be getting in the way. That's why Bombas Performance socks are built to be comfortable and supportive. With special Hextech performance technology, stitched with moisture-wicking yarn and temperature-regulating vents, they allow cool air to flow in and prevent overheating. Plus, they have a pillow-like tab to save you from blisters with stay-up technology, a special arch-hugging system, and an extra layer of cushiony comfort on the bottom for the perfect amount of support. They come in different styles for every sport with specific design features to help optimize your performance and keep you comfortable no matter what. And for every pair you buy, they donate one to someone in need. They have donated over 45 million pairs so far. When you combine the quality, comfort, and performance, these have become my number one go-to socks. So go to bombas.com/lead today and get 20% off your first order. That's B-O-M-B-A-S, bombas.com/lead for 20% off. bombas.com/lead.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Well, Katie, on Tuesday night, the Cardinals clinched a wild card berth and picked up their 17th straight win. That means they're headed for a one-game wild card matchup either against the defending champion LA Dodgers or the San Francisco Giants. We have to assume that one-game wild card matchup would see Adam Wainwright on the mound, who we mentioned earlier has been on fire. So how do you like the Cardinals' chances?
I do like their chances in a one-game wild card. If you are looking to see them go against either the Giants or the Dodgers, you know, these are all three teams with very historic postseason excellence, especially as of late. But if you're going to take your chances and you're going to look to Adam Wainwright, who has been the constant stellar source of stability for this team all year long, and you're going to match him against Max Scherzer for the Dodgers, you know, that's a well-pitched matchup that I think will go down to the wire. But they call it the wild card game for a reason, right? And, you know, I really do like their chances in a wild card game. I don't think it'll be a blowout by any means, but I do think they hold much more realistic odds of winning that game than people would expect.
Finally, Katie, if they do get past the one game wild card, could you see the Cardinals continuing this momentum and making a deep playoff run?
I can. Again, it all goes back to momentum and who's getting hot at the right time. It all goes into how you carry yourself through the month. If you keep winning, you feel more confident. It's more easy to carry that momentum over. The Cardinals are getting Jack Flaherty back and Dakota Hudson, two starters they've been without for the majority of the year. They'll have John Lester. They have Miles Michaelis. They have the pitching staff they were expecting all year long. Their offense is finally clicking. 1-9, they can hit the ball, and their defense and base running, as we've discussed, has been on display all year. So, you know, I do think it's, again, all about who gets hot at the right time, and I cannot think of a team hotter than these Cardinals.
Well, thank you so much, Katie. Really appreciate you breaking this down.
Yeah, thanks so much. It has been a blast.
You can follow Katie Wu's coverage of the Cardinals at theathletic.com. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Tiffany Oshinsky. Thanks for listening. To hear more of The Lead, you can follow us on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Or to listen to us on your Alexa-enabled device, just say, Alexa, play The Lead podcast.
Yo, Trey.
Yeah, Kevin, what's up, man?
I was just thinking, what would have happened if Drew Brees didn't fail his physical with the Dolphins and ended up playing under Nick Saban in Miami?
There's a good shot the Finns establish a dynasty. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick probably don't become GOATs, and Tuscaloosa doesn't become the center of the college football universe.
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Hey, I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass
or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.